tell me all the time, they say, "Hey, Bull, you and your band play rockabilly music." And a lot of people think what I play is a crock or something else. I come up with my own style of music and it's called crockabilly. And around about this time of year, we get a lot of people coming up in their caravans for a holiday up to far north Queensland. They pull their caravans up and they come for a holiday and a good time, but they don't understand the dangers of the far north. I was reading the newspaper. They've come up with a profile of the person that's most likely to get chomped. And if you're going to get chomped by a croc up there, you'll probably fit the following description according to the statistics. You'll be either an English or a German backpacker between the age of 18 and 25, wearing a bikini and drinking 4X beer. And if you hang out with those kind of people, it increases your chances of getting chomped. So we're going to play this crockabilly music.
Yeah.
out there and somebody gets a bright idea to say, let's go down to the pub and have a couple of beers. And you know damn well there ain't no such thing as a couple of beers. There's 0 or 23. There's no middle ground and you're feeling pretty good after 2 or 3 beers. You think I feel this good after 2 or 3? Imagine how good I'll be after 23. This is the best holiday I ever had. I should have come up here 20 years ago. Woo! Everybody's your new best mate. Every song's your new favorite song you haven't heard yet. You're dancing on the bar with the backpackers. Oh, yeah. And a guy that looks a little bit like my mate Steve pushing the buttons here tonight. But he's got a lot more hair, a lot less teeth, and a hell of a lot more tattoos. He comes up to you with one of those far north Queensland wacky baggy smokery dudes. Woo! Oh yeah, and all of a sudden you're hungry and you stumble back to your caravan and you forget to do up the lock on the door. Swings open and there's a rustling down there in the bushes. And you're lying in your caravan, guys, with like a German backpacker on one side, an English one on the other, and you think this might work out alright. But you left the door open, oh no! Sudden you start singing this far north Queensland swamp music and it goes like this. My baby's gone. Oh, my baby's gone. My baby's gone. My baby's gone down in the swamp. Yourself, this far north Queensland swamp music can't get any worse than this. But this is far north Queensland swamp music, guys. By the very nature of it, it does. Cause you get this pain deep down in your heart, but it's so low down, it's even further than that. It's way down, deep down in your leg. Crocodile's got me by the leg. Join me to sing around over here, guys. Here we go. I said, whoa, your turn. Whoa. I said, ah. It jumped me on the This used to be a 3-minute song, but it kept getting a bit longer. I was playing down there at a festival called Mildura Country Music Festival on the banks of the Murray River and the Darling. And I'll tell you, they don't have any crocs down there, they're pretty safe. But there was an old guy on the show, country music singer. He said, "Eight Ball, my name's Slim, Slim Newton. Friend of the family." And he was singing away about this redback and tell everybody to watch out for this redback that bit a guy on a toilet seat while he was out the back last night. Old country song, redback on the toilet seat. And I said, Slim, where I come from in the far north, we got larger concerns. And that's when I come out with this verse.
Yeah, there's a crocodile on the toilet seat. When I was there last night, I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. Oh, hero in this song, and that's my guitar, 'cause I've been playing three notes for about 10 minutes. That's a damn good three notes. And if the crocodile comes for me, I know what I'm gonna hit him with. Woo! But the Queensland government, they've sent me on a strategic initiative. They said, hey, Bob, we're sending you down there to Tamworth, to croc-proof people's caravans. They said an ounce of prevention's better than a ton of cure. Said tell them don't hang out with those drunken German and English backpackers between age 18 and 25. Said stick with the Aussie 26-year-olds. Let's be realistic, these are the caravaners, 86-year-olds as well. They'll boil up the billy, give you a cup of tea, knit you a pair of socks, you won't have to hang out in the pub drinking 4X. Tell them 8-Ball they can set you, have a cup of tea, enjoy yourself. But guys, if you really want to croc-proof your caravan, there's only one sure way to do it. And that is, you gotta get yourself a stereo in your caravan. Turn it up to flat out, full volume, turn it up to 10. If it's got an extra knob, turn it up to 11. And music's just pumping out of the caravan. The caravan's rocking, ain't the backpackers in there, it's just the music. Woo! And then you buy my CD here after the show. Pop that in your caravan and the crocs won't come anywhere near ya. Woo!